98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Now, our guest this morning is one of the most recognisable soap actors. She won the nation's hearts as Heather Trott on EastEnders, has gone on to appear on everything from Loose Women to Celebrity Big Brother. And now she's sharing her amazing story in a brand new book. Cheryl Ferguson, welcome to 98FM's Big Breakfast. How are you?
Hello, Rebecca. Hello, Brendan. Hello, listen. Yeah, I am excited to be talking to Dublin and beyond. I'm very well. I'm getting there. I had a bit of a rough start to the year, but I'm actually going. The book has been amazing, and that's kept me going. And I'm feeling tip top now.
Cheryl, congratulations on Behind the Scenes. What made you decide that now was the right time to tell your story?
Well, I've been on tour with Maureen Nolan, the lovely Maureen Nolan from the Nolans, and we've been on a tour. And there's not a lot to do on a tour bus than to talk about your life or your children or whatever. So she said, "Oh my gosh, Cheryl, your life's been amazing. You should write it." And there's a lot of stuff in the book that needs to be that I needed to process over the years. When I sort of sat down and spoke into my phone about various things and thought, "How do I do this?" I thought, she's right, you know, it's been a bit of a journey, really. So I decided to do it up to a certain point. And once I'd been able to process a lot of the stuff that had gone on in the book, I was able to tell it. And I'm so proud of it, and I'm so pleased with it, and I'm so glad that the nation has taken it on board, and they seem to love it, and they seem to resonate with it, which is what I wanted to do. That's what I wanted to do with it.
Yeah. Oh, that's great, Cheryl. Obviously a lot to process, but I'd imagine a lot of funny memories must have come flooding back as well.
Hilarious. Too many to put in the book, to be quite honest, and I had to choose, and it was really difficult to choose, and I wanted to kind of, a lot of the memories are people who are no longer with us anymore. And I wanted people to know that those memories of those people still live on. They're always in my heart, all the people that stories I talk about. I mean, as well as obviously the ones that are still here with us. I had a blast. I've had a blast of a life. I mean, it's been, you know, ups and downs. But, you know, people always ask me, is my cup half full or half empty? And my answer is, I'm just pleased to have a cup. Do you know what I mean? It's weird, really. I've always kind of gone along life sort of fairly blinkered. I mean, a girl in my class, she'd come to school, got pregnant, had a baby, left school, had a baby, come back, and I hadn't even noticed. I mean, that's how I kind of live my life, a little bit in a bubble.
Cheryl, if Behind the Scenes got made into a movie or a TV show, who would play you?
Wow. Now, you know what? Somebody asked me this literally yesterday. This is really bizarre that you said that. I think you're a little bit psychic, aren't you?
I am, Rebecca.
A little bit. You know what I would do? I would go to a drama school, and I would go around, and I would look at people myself and choose somebody who I think could resonate, who I have been through the years. And I'd give a young, fresh face a chance. That's what I would do.
Very good.
That's amazing.
I think that's what we need to do. We need to pass the baton on a little bit. So
that's fab. That's love that answer. Love that answer, Cheryl. You mentioned Heather from EastEnders there. Have you got a standout favourite memory from your time on Albert Square?
Gosh, I don't. I mean, there's so many. But I think my time there generally, behind the scenes, literally, behind the cameras, behind everything. Those are the memories I remember, you know, dancing in the green room with Phil Daniels to tracks from Quadrophenia, you know, making a special Cheryl Ferguson sandwich that I used to love, which was, and please don't judge me on this, but if you like all these ingredients,
yes,
I think is the best sandwich to get you through the day, which is one side is peanut butter, the other side is Marmite, and in between is cottage cheese. Now, please don't go, unless you don't like all those ingredients or one of those ingredients, if you haven't tried that all together as a sandwich, then you don't know what you're missing in life.
Okay, we'll reserve judgment, Cheryl.
Oh my gosh, we must try that. Cheryl, obviously your character was killed off in EastEnders, but you know what they're like resurrecting the dead. Would you ever be tempted to go back to Albert Square?
Of course I'd be tempted, but the thing is with all, specifically with EastEnders, is that if the viewer has seen the body, you can't go back as that character. So all the people that have come back in life through soaps, you've never seen their dead body. You've only just known that, you know, we've heard that they've died or something, you know, but you've never seen them. Whereas Heather went down like a sack of spuds, didn't she? So, yeah, the viewers saw that. The viewers saw that. I'd love to go back as Heather's twin.
Yes.
Mom's twin, played by me. I keep pitching it. Nobody picks it up. I mean, I don't want to matter with them. They're missing a trick there, to be
they
honest.
They absolutely are missing a trick.
I'd quite like to come over and do Fair City, if I'm honest.
Oh,
Cheryl Ferguson, we will have you with open arms.
I would absolutely come, you know, I mean, I don't know, you know, maybe I've got a little, maybe I'm trying to, I don't know, get a little Irish passport or something, yeah, pretending I've got Irish ancestry.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know, but she might, I'd love her to come over as a bit of a con woman. Do you
We'd
know what
love
I mean?
That.
And that she gets rambled. I think okay. That's what, you know, rumbled, sorry.
We need
rambled,
to,
rumbled, yeah.
We need to have a chat with the people at Fair City then who can make this happen. I think it's definitely possible.
Pitch it.
Cheryl, yes. What's your Dublin accent like if they created a brand new character in Fair City?
Well, it's not bad. I'm not going to do it now because I like to have a little warm up. But because I can do a Dublin city. I can do an Irish accent. But it's, obviously, it's like anywhere, isn't it? It's different counties wherever you are.
Yeah.
And doing a general, I think if you're in that country, people's country, they know when you're just like, what is that? Is that, you know, County Cork? Is that, you know, wherever it is?
Cheryl, you mentioned there that you think EastEnders are missing a trick. Someone who's not missing a trick are the Gays. Love of Huns, Hunsnet. They are the biggest Cheryl Ferguson stans. What has that whole experience been like, being embraced by that community?
Well, my son is part of the LGBTQ+ community, which before he was even a twinkle in me little blue eyes, I was always an ally. I mean, my bestie friend at college is gay, and when my son came out, I flew the flag the minute he came out as a person, and was so proud of him and so, you know, loving. But in general, the gay LGBTQ+ community have welcomed me with complete open arms. And I came to Mullingar and did their first gay pride. Oh, I mean, that was a proud moment for me. I mean, I have one of my favourite, my absolute number one fans, Sean, comes from Ireland. He's my number one Cheryl X fans, he's called, on all the socials. And he absolutely promotes me to the team, but he is so beautiful.
Excellent stuff. Cheryl Ferguson, your new book, Behind the Scenes, is out right now. Thank you so much for spending time with us this morning on 98FM's Big Breakfast.
Thank you.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Good morning to Sally in Balbriggan, who says, my little win is my husband is away with work, so the dog slept in the bed with me last night.
Very cute.
I wonder who snores more, Sally. And Jack in Churchtown says, my little win is I made my first soup of the season and it's my best one ever.
Oh, soup season's
Jack,
here.
You need to let us know which type.
Yeah.
I enjoy making a roasted tomato. You just put everything in the oven, just roast it all and they just go.
The garlic. Would you put a few onions in as well?
Onions, red peppers, tomatoes, garlic.
Delicious.
Maybe one or two other things and then just blitz it all.
Nice one. Mm. Good morning to Niamh and Tala, who's been on with a little win.
My little win is that I woke up not tired this morning. There's no traffic on the M50 and it's a lovely morning. Happy Tuesday.
Ding, ding, ding. Ding. Oh, matchy, myself and Brendan. Niamh, good for you. Here's Tom.
Good morning, guys. My little win is I had a bit of a tough few months, so we're going away to Torrevieja. Not for a week, not for 2 weeks, for a month.
Go on, Tom.
I'm just going to relax in the Salt Lakes.
Tom, you deserve it.
Yeah, Tom, fair play to you.
Yeah, hope
sorry
you
it's been a tough few months, but like that sounds fab now.
Yeah, a few weeks away. Mm. Just relax, take it easy and enjoy all the scenery.
Yeah, lovely, Tom, fair play.
Here's Zara's little win.
My little win is that it's only a few more days until I am on an airplane with everybody out of my company because we're all going to Sicily for a team bonding holiday. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Ciao, bella.
Buongiorno.
Wow, that's going to be amazing, Zara. Leanne in Walkinstown's been on as well.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brennan. And my little win this morning is that I can cycle to work.
Lovely.
Cycling to work.
That's it. That's all a little win needs to be.
And here's Tanya.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan. Great show. Hope you're both well. My little win this morning is that my son Alex turned 16 and requested pancakes and bacon for breakfast. So my little win is I didn't burn the pancakes. And he ate them all and he's a very happy man. Have a great day, guys.
Ah, Tanya, you're so lovely doing that excellent. For your son. And happy birthday,
birthday
to Alex.
That's guys, amazing.
Thank you all so much for your little wins this morning. Niamh in Talla, Tom, Zara, Leanne in Walkinstown and Tanya, we are sending you out a 98FM pop socket. And sure, look it, we might throw in an air freshener as well.
Ah, we might.
Why not?
Get up. 98FM Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.